Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Ernisha. How may I help you?
Yes, and what's your name again?
It's Ernisha.
Ernisha?
Yes, sir.
How do you spell that?
It's N-E-I.
E-V-R?
Uh-huh, E-I.
E-R?
N-E-I. S-H-A.
Okay. This is Donald Dowd, and I had responded to what looked like a promotion from Kroger's on a member of Kroger's rewards and purchased a neck massager. And all I was supposed to pay was the shipping. This was back on October 31st. Now, recently, on the 18th, I was billed for $49.97. And I want to know what that is.
Okay, what's the zip code?
77375.
And your first and last name?
Donald Dowd. D-O-U-D.
Okay, and your address?
21406 Hartwig, that's all one word, H-A-R-T-W-I-G, Court, and that's Tomball, Texas.
All right. So it looks like it was for this neck massager where they charge you the full cost of it. It's like what you pay the shipping handling, and then they turn around and charge you the full cost. But I do see that those two charges were declined. But I can go ahead and get the account canceled for you so they won't charge you anymore.
Okay. And I'd like to get some type of confirmation number that you are canceling those charges.
Now, the charges never went through. Your bank must have stopped the payment. It was declined. But I can go ahead and get the account closed for you and give you a confirmation number.
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment.
Sure.
All right. I have a cancellation number.
Okay.
It's going to be 258.
258-319-319-710.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that should do it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling Cusp Support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.